This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechina kubvumbi 7 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyero yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 919 AM pa 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti ezvinoizvi zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanosangana nevakarwa hondo yerusununguko avanobuda pachena kuti havasi kufara nezviri kuitwa naamai Grace Mugabe pamwe navasevhia Kasuku here.
Hapana chomudzidza kuZambia. Tingatovadzudza kuti amamadai nokuti iconfusion chete. Saka takuda kubvisa confusion. Vanhu vazive chokwadi kuti hurumende kana yapo tikataura nyaya yetransformation tiri kutaura nyaya yekuti tichataka kugadzira izvi nezvizvi nezvizvi kuti nyika ifambe ichienda zvakanaka.
Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa vaMorgan Tsvangirai nhasi vadoma dare ravo remakurukota. Dare repamusoro rinoti vakaroorana vafanira kusorerana nhare mbozha vachizodzishandisa seumbowo mumatare. Tonzwawo kuti magweta anoti kudii panyaya iyi. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yedu yenhau dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reMDCT vaMorgan Tsvangirai nhasi vadoma dare ravo remakurukota kana kuti Shadow Cabinet uye vanyori vanenge vachiongorora mamwe mapazi ehurumende kana kuti Shadow Portfolio Secretaries. Vadomwa vanosanganisa kune zveupfumi vatapiwa Mashakada, kumhando dzemoto vaElias Mudzuri, gwara rebato vaNelson Chamisa, mutemo vaDouglas Monzora, koti utano Dr. Henry Madzorera, kudzidzo muzvinafundo Henry Dzinotyiwei, mukurima vaValentine Ziswa, vanoonawo nezvekudzivirirwa kwemukati menyika vaJarles Mutsekwa, vanoona nezvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika amai Teresa Makoni, vanenge vari kuzvicherwa vaJoel Gabuza, kwoti kuhumizha mukufambiswa kwemashoko vaKalipani Pugeni, madzimai amai Fani Cherisa, kubudiriro yemumadhorobha kunenge kuina vaEddie Cross, kwoti matunhu vaJameson Timba, mukushanyirana kuina amai Stembile Mulochwa, kwotiwo mukutakurwa kwezvinhu vaMorgan Komichi nevamwe. Mukuseya nyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata vatsvangirai mbune akatanga nekuvabvunza kuti sei vadoma makurukota aya panguva ino.
Nyaya yeShadow Cabinet zvinokosha kuti gara always muchitarira kuona kuti isusu as MDC tiri bato rinoda kutonga tinozotungamirira nyika ino sei. So zvinhu zvataa tichifunga tichitarisa kuti kana taane agenda yekuti tigadzire tiite mashandire zvinhu, ndepapi patinofanira kushandira zvinhu. Chokutanga tinotarisa ofisi ya president, ndokuti isusu ofisi ya president inofanira kutarira 5 directorates. Nyaya yekutanga iri yeintelligence, nyaya yechipiri iri nyaya yeeconomic planning, nyaya yechitatu iri nyaya yekuti tichawana vatoda kusevenza navo kumapublic private partnerships, and then imwe iri nyaya yemaoral veterans. Kuzungura tingonetsana nyaya yemaoral veterans, the president must have a hands-on focus on this issue. Then taenda panyaya yemaminista, taona kuti isusu hatingangoti maministries ese ane priority, but priority iripo ndeye economy. Nyaya yekuti upfumi hwenyika hwaparara kudai hunogadziriswa sei. Then kwouyawo nyaya yekuti vese maministers avo napresident vanofanira kuwana vana vanoadvisa kuti apa aita atadai vasiri vanhu vanoramba vakangotarisa nyaya dzepolitics chete, but vachitaura chokwadi kuti panda kugadziriswa sei. Zvinotibatsira panyaya yokuti kana taakuannounza policy toita kuadvisory group redu voongororawo kuti mapitfalls acho akamira sei zvozotibetsera ndezvakaita sei so ndo imwe nyaya then chimwe chatotarisa ndechokuti tine mastatutory bodies anoripota kuparliament nyaya yakafanana nezimbabwe electoral commission human rights commission gender commission public service commission taona zvakakodzera kuti tiallocate one of our executive members kuti aende achinoongorora kuti iroro bato iroro riri kumbosenza sei maapoendirwa anoitwa vanhu vanoenda kunosenza komishoni ikoko vanobhadharwa sei hakuna here chikiribiri chokuti unongotora hama dzako uchingozadza uye kana zvinhu zvemari mari dzinofamba sei
muungati here vamadomo ava tingaiti ishadow cabinet yehurumende iripo yezanup f
aiwa tisi shadow kana kuti tinongoiti shadow cabinet nekudawo kuti zvedu tinei tingori ndo vanhu vatichapa basa rokuramba vakatarira kuona kuti zanup f iri kuitei asi chaizvizva basa ravo nderekuramba vakadzidza vachiongorora kuti tichazoita sei kana tahurumende hapana chokudzidza kuzanup f tingatovadzudza kuti aya mamadai nekuti iconfusion chete saka taakuda kubvisa confusion vanhu vazive chokwadi kuti hurumende kana yapo izvi ndo zvakatarika titaura nyaya yetransformation tiri kutaura nyaya yekuti tichatanga kugadzira izvi nezvizvi nezvizvi kuti nyika ifambe ichienda zvakanaka
mutungamiri wemdct vamogen tsvangirai vari parunhare muHarare nablessing zulu westudio 7 Hurumende nhasi yazokwanisa kubhadhara mabhonasi kuvashandi vari mubazi rezveutano kusanganisa vana chiremba navana mukoti. Mabhonasi aya aifanirwa kubhadharwa mumwedzi wambudzi nazvita wegore rapera, asi hurumende iri kutatarika kuunganidza mari kuburikidza nezimura. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing abata mutungamiri weZimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association, Dr. Fortune Nyamande.
Tinokwanisa kukonfirma kuti mabhonasi vashandi kuti vana chiremba chete vese vari kuhealth sector vatanga kuona mari dzavo nhasi.
Asi katiri kunzwa kuti pane matambudziko ari kusangana nevanhu vanenge vachida kutora mari dzavo mumabhanga sezvo zviri kunzi mabhanga akawanda haana mari. Vana chiremba vari kukwanisa here kutora mari dzavo dzebhonasi?
Mari dzacho hadzisi kutoreka mumabhanga nenyaya yekuti mabhenga ari kuti haana mari. So vanhu vakawanda vashoma vakwanisa kudzitora asi kukonfirma kuti dzavamo muakaunti dzavamo.
Saka mazvitambira sei?
Tingati reaction yedu kunyaya iyi iri paviri. Pakutanga I think tingati tinofara nekuti mari dzedu dzaiswa finally mumabhenga accounts asi iwo pane rimwe divi tainge kuti mari idzi dzanga dzaane nguva yakakurisa dzingadai dzakauya chikare so tinovimba kuti patichaenda kugore rinouya nyaya ichagadzirika kuti tizokwanisa kuwana mabhonasi edu uchi nguva ichiripo kuitira kuti tikwanise kufarawo nemhuri dzedu nanambuya yedu kupa Christmas nepamaholiday tiine mari dzedu dzemabhonasi asi tikangoti tiri kufara nekuti hurumende yamita pledge yayo asi pane malessons ekuti gore rinouyawo zvinofanira kugadziriswa kuti mari iye inokasika.
Ko dzimwe mari dzepamwedzi dziri kuuya nenguva here mazuvano?
Kwedu kuhealth nekuti simazera unoita kuti health sector yakazviisa payo yega tingati dziri kuuya pamazuva atakataurirana handingati from January dzedu isusu kuhealth dziri kuuya asi kune vamwewo masivil servants ndinonzwa kunzi kune matambudziko asi handingataurewo ndeya behalf.
Pambenge pasina kunyatsowirirana panyaya yezvibvumirano kana kuti macontracts zvaakufamba sei?
Nyaya yakagadziriswa and kungoti panyaya yemacontract yanga iri nyaya dispute yanga iri pakati pehealth service board nevana chiremba vangasati vatanga basa saka isu tanga tisiri directly involved pakuzoziva kuti nyaya yacho mafinal details asi ndinoona vana chiremba vakatanga kuya kubasa semandi.
Saka kuya kumaoutpatient departments kwanga kwanzi kwaakuita mutauro zvinhu zvaakufamba zvakanaka?
Everything else zvese zvaakufamba zvakanaka kusisina maproblems parizvi.
Mutungamiri weZimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association, Dr. Fortune Nyamande, vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Mapurisa edivi rematikitiva muHarare nhasi ambotora nekuchengetedza mukuru wemedia center vaErnest Mudzengi. Achiti izvi zvine chekuita nenyaya yakaburitswa nesangano iri padande mutande ravo reZimbabwe Sentinel ine chekuita nekuda kubhombwa kwegushungo dairi. Gweta ranga richimirira vamudzengi vaGift Mutisi Vanoti mapurisa ari kuti haana kusunga vamudzengi kwete asi kuti anga achida kuti vashande navo semufakazi panyaya yekuda kubombwa kwekambani yemhuri yemutungamiri wenyika iyi. Tabata vamudzengi kuti vatitsanangurire zvatora nzvimbo pavanga vari mumaoko emapurisa.
Zvangoitika ndezvekuti vanga vachitivhunza pane nyaya yakabuda ichibudiswa nomwe mukomana anonyora achishandira from the media center but izvozvi akabva kumedia center. Saka vanga vachitivhunza maererano nestori iyoyo kuti zvakafamba sei nokuti mukomana wakaripota vakomana vana kuchata vaya vachiti tichaita mademonstrations tichadii.
Muri kuti vachikubvunzai manga matorwa muri vangani?
Vanga vachindivhunza to be more because ndaenda ndiri ndoga.
Saka pane nyaya yavanga kupomera here kana kuti vangokubvunzaiwo semunhu wemuzimbabwe?
Ini handina kupomerwa nyaya isi vari kuda kutishandisa semawitness vachitora story iyoyo kuti inoprova kuti vakomana vaya vanga vachida kuita zvisina kunaka.
Saka imi matambira here zvavari kuda kuti muite izvi?
Isu zvataita ndezvekuti vangotivhunza kuti imi kwemunoshanda uko zvakamira sei kumavonero enyu estori ndapi. Saka isu tataura kuti stori sokuiona kwatakaita tichakomenda ndobva takomenda nokunyorwa kwayakaitwa nomunyori.
Saka muchazonge muchionekwa here muchizonomirawo pamberi pematare muri mufakazi panyaya iyoyi sezvavari kuda izvozvo?
Izvozvo hatisati taziva because ivo vatiudza kuti kana vakazoda vachazotidana vakazoda kuti titaure zvenavo. Saka isu tichazoteerera kunzwa kwavari ivo mapurisa.
Asi semaonero enyu chiitiko ichochi chakusiya ipapiwo semedia center pamwewo nekuveimi vamudzengi?
Regai nditi tangozvitorawo sekutogwa kwataitwa nemapurisa vachiti story yakanyorwa yakabuda pawebhusaiti yetinorana isu semedia center.
Saka magutsikana henyu nemabatirwa aitwa nyaya yose nemapurisa?
Pari zvino kuti titi mapurisa atishungurudza tingange tanyepa. Mapurisa zvaaiita pari zvino kutivhunza vanga vachitotambura kuti vaone kuti takasununguka here mukutaura.
Vanga vari vaErnest Mudzengi vanove mukuru wemedia center vari parunhare muHarare neStudio 7. Mumwe musikana wechidiki ane makore makumi maviri nerimwe ekuberekwa ari kuKuwait uko ari kushanda semusikana wemumba anoti shuwiro yake ndeyekudzokera kumusha sezvo ari kubatwa semuranda. Muzvare Chipo Sanyika vanoti havatombobvumidzwe kubuda mumba mavanoshanda uye havatombozivi kuti guta ravanogara rinonzi chii asi vanongoziva kuti vari pedyo nenyanza. Muzvare Sanyika vanoti vakawana basa ravo kubva kune vamwe vanhu muHarare asi vakanyepirwa kuti vachange vachitambira mari svinu asi pari zvino upenyu hwakangovaomera sezvo vari kubatwa sechikorobo. Vanoti kunyange zvazvo pane vazhinji vanoda kudzokera kumusha vamwe vavo kutongogarira nhamo kuKuwait sezvo zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka munyika. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yaitwa naMavlas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 naMuzvare Sanyika kuti tinzwe zvizere nemagariro avari kuita.
Panga pane vanhu vaitaura nevanhu kuvari kumaofisi vachiti zvino unode here basa rekuita housemaid kuKuwait then unenge uchipiwa salari $1,500.
Saka imi pamakasvika ikoko kuKuwait makawana muchitambiriswa mari yakamira sei?
Takasvika vatambirwa neEthiopian agent ari kunoko ndibva taenda kumba kwake. Taenda kumba kwake manera acho andibva ndatoendeswa kumurungu wangu andiri kushandira zvangu anova ndiye sponsor wacho akatumira ticket mari yeticket nevisa. Saka ndibva ndakabva ndatotanga kutonzi watopa basa wakushanda asi mari yandakaudzwa ndichide kuZimbabwe ndiyaochatambira aisiri iyo yandirikutambira.
Pari zvino muri kutambiriswa mari yakamira sei?
Pari zvino ndinotambiriswa 70 kg inova iyo $346 after 1.5 months.
Saka iye zvino izvi basa ramakanzi munenge muchiita ndoramuri kuita here?
Basa randakanzi ndinenge ndichiita ndoramuri kuita asi rakanyanyisa basa racho because ndinoclina 17 rooms a day. Pane vana 7 vanoenda kuchikoro. Ndinowacha nekuva aine zvese. Zvainzi kuchauya vamwe tu vanondibatsira but hapana achauya. Lazima working conditions achona akanyanyisa. Hauna off day, hauna free time. Chero time yavafunga ngokushandisa vakada kuuya kuzokumutsa vanongomuka vashumbi kushandisa. Hauna kuti ndaniita, hakuna izvozvo.
Asi munowanikwa uchibvumidzwa kutaura nehama neshamwari here kana kumbobudawo muchienda kuchechi zvimwe zvakadaro daro?
Handibvumidzwi kuenda kuchechi. Foni izvozvo vatobuda kuti ndikwanise kudaira. Ndakatozoita foni after. Ndatochema ndatovaudza kuti inini handichada kushanda kana musingadi kuti nditaure kumba. I lied kutoti ndine vana kumba kuti ndipiwe kuti ndibvumidzwe kushandisa foni but handina mwana vaandinaye. Izviri kurwadza ndihangu kunyepa. Mashandiro achona akanyanya. Handisi kuabhuziswa sexual hangu but mashandiro achona ebasa akanyanya. Vanenge vachingokuturai. Vanoona maAfricans as vanhu vasina basa. Aiwa hatisikese tinoda kudzoka. Vamwe vanenge vachitaura kuti tisu hatisa kudzoka kuZimbabwe. Hakuna mabasa. Kune nhamo chichi ende tine vana vanoda kuenda kuchikoro, vanoda chikafu. Saka hatisikese tinoda kudzoka. Tingori vashoma. Vamwe vari kutoti we are going to spend the 2 years zvacho.
Vanga vari muzvare Chipo Sanyika vachitaura naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 vari kuKuwait. Paita mafungiro akasiyana muvanhu zvichitevera mutongo wakaitwa nedare repamusoro rekuulawayo wekuti vakaroorana vasavhure nekuverenga mashoko anenge ari munharembozha dzevadiwa vavo. Mutoro wedu wenhau Arthur Chigoriwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vakatura mutongo uyu apo vaitongera Fortunate Nsoro uyu ane makore makumi matatu nematanhatu mujeri kwemakore gumi mushure mekunge awanikwa nemhosva yekuuraya murume wake Petros Mutasa gore rapera muna kukadzi achimupomera mhosva yekuramba kumutaurira kuti ndiani ainge atumira mashoko munharembozha yake. Vachitapi vanoti kuvhura nharembozha yemunhu asina kukupa mvumo kunotyora kodzero dzake dzekurarama upenyu hwake zvaanoda. Asi mutongo uyu wakonzeresa mutauro munyika apo vamwe vakurudzira mutongo uyu vamwe vachiushoropodza vachiti uchakonzeresa kuti vanhu varambane mudzimba. Amai Gwendolyn Chitemo vane makore maviri varorwa vanoti vafarira mutongo uyu zvakanyanya sezvo vave kuita kuti varume mudzimba vasavanetsere nyaya dzembozha nhari dzavo. Amai Chitemo vanoti mutemo wavaenzanisa.
Mutemo waisi wa I think inini ndinokufarira chaizvo nekuti baba vakasabata foni yangu neniwo handibatiwo yavo nokuti ivo vakabatawo yangu. Neniwo ndienda kutoda kubatawo yavo ndichiona kuti kune chii chavari kuvika. So zviri nani kuti mumwe nemumwe agare nefoni yake chere ikarira here papi munhu auye kuzosvidairira foni yake.
Izvi zvatsigirwa navatapiwa chakwizira vati vanotambira mutemo uyu nekuti unopa munhu wese kodzero yekurarama pasina munhu anoziva zvose zvaunoita.
Mutemo uyu wakanaka because unobatsira kuti pasaita nyonga nyonga. My families, all right. Privacy, right to privacy, confidentiality. Saka all right, mutemo.
Siva Crispin neShambe vanoti vanofunga kuti mutemo uyu uchakonzeresa matambudziko mudzimba sezvo vakaroorana vanofanirwa kunge vasina chinhu chavanovanzirana.
Mutongo mutsva waitwa ndiri kuona uchiparadzanisa vanhu mudzimba nekuti vanhu vakutogara vachirwa nekuti munhu achachengeta information yake yanenge awana mufoni zvinodzokodzera kuti vanhu varambane.
Gweta rinoona nezvekodzero dzevanhu vadzikamai Machingura vanoti mutongi akagona sezvo mutongo uyu uchienderana nebumbiro remutemo renyika unocherechedza kuti munhu anofanirwa kurarama madiro ake pasina anomumbunyikidza kana kuziva kuti ari kuitei. Vansoro vachazopika makore masere sezvo mamwe maviri achabviswa kana vakaita unhu hwakanaka apo vanenge vachipika. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muchinoi, ndini Arthur Chigoriwa.
T Tichitarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika, Ethiopia yatanga kutora ropa nekuvheneka vamhanyi vemunyika iyi kuti havasi kushandisa here mishonga inorambidzwa neWorld Anti-Doping Agency neInternational Association of Athletics Federations kana kuti IAAF. IAAF inoti Ethiopia iri panyika shano dzisiri kunyatsoongorora vamhanyi kuti vari kushandisa mishonga isingabvumidzwe here kana kuti kwete. Munyori anoona nezvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika muAmerica vaJohn Kerry avari kuita misangano kuBahrain vakurudzira Iran kuti imise kupa rubatsiro kune vanofurikidza mwero zvikuru zvombo. Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Vaimbove varwiwo nderusununguko vasangana nemutungamiri wenyika nhasi Robert Mugabe kuCity Sports Center muHarare inova nzvimbo imweyo yavakambodirwa hutsi hunokachidza nemapurisa muna kurume vachinzi vaida kuratidzira vasina kupiwa mvumo. VaMugabe vaudza vakarwa hondo ava kuti muchakabvu vaSolomon Mujuru naDr Simba Makoni ndovakapa kuti vakundwe musarudzo dzemuna 2008. Vamwe vakarwa hondo ava varatidzawo kusafara nemabasa amai Grace Mugabe pamwe nemamwe makurukota akaita savasevhia kasukuwere vachiti chigaro china vakasukuwere chekuona nezvemafambisirwo ebato chinofanira kupiwa kumunhu akarwa hondo yerusununguko. Mukutarisa nezvemusangano uyu, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata mumwe vakarwa hondo yerusununguko vaJoseph Chinotimba.
Musangano wedu waenda zvakanaka chose. Hapana kana chakachatata wapira zvichemu zvedu, vakaresponda zvichemu zvedu zvakanaka. Of course haungaresponda zvinobuda ipapo, asi nemashoko awa atitaurira tafara nazvo zvikuru.
Mune chivimbo here chekuti zvinhu zvichagadziriswa nekuti zvimwe zvacho zvaane makoreka?
Yeah, of course. Nyika yedu, you see, on economy haina kunasa kuti kwesere. Saka hatingati zvese zvinogadzirika asi zvishomazvo. Zvatinofunga kuti zvinogadzirwa like school fees, like health, mari zvokuti mahovhetenza arapiwe and so on. Izvozvo zvinogadziriswa because ndo zvinhu zvatati chichema kuti vana vaende kuchikoro, vakomberedzedi vaende kundorapiwa and so on. Saka dzo zvimwe zvacho zvichitora nguva kugadzirika, asi the main agenda yedu yanga iri yezvikoro nokutatsurana tatsurana kwatatinga kumire zvokutatsurana bodo zvaari kuponda kuti aiwa ndazvizwa. Izvozvo zvose hauzi zvinopera izvozvo.
Asika vamwe vari kuti zvamuri kuda izvi zvinoti netsei vachinotimba vari kuti manyanya kutarisa zvevakarwa hondo chete, iyo nyika yese iri kumawere.
No. Hakuna kusikatariswi zvevanhu vakarwa hondo. If you ikoko kwauri kuAmerica, mawar veterans avo vakarwa Second World War neizvozvi vanoenda kune dzimwe nyika vachindorwa. Even vakaenda kuna Libya kundobatsira Libya kuti vauraye Gaddafi, vanongoti mavo veteran vanovabatsira. Hakuna chavasingapuhwi. Chinhu chinonzi wo veteran vanhu vanofanika kunatswa kuchiona. It's not only the country Zimbabwe chengetedza mavo veteran ayo, ana Namibia, ana South Africa, ana Mozambique and so on vari kuchengetedza mavo veterans avo nenzira idzodzi dzatiri kuti ngatichengetedzwewo nadzo.
VaJoseph Chinotimba vari parunhare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Mukuenderera mberi tichitarisa nezvemusangano mukuru waitwa muHarare nhasi uyu, tabata nyanzvi mune zvematongerwo enyika uye vari nhengo yeZANU PF vagadzira chirumhanzu pamwe nenyanzvi mune zvematongerwo enyika vachishanda vakazvimirira vachaosi mutasa. Tatanga nekubvunza vachirumhanzu kuti vanoona sei nezvemusangano uyu.
Maonero andaita musangano wanyatso kufamba zvakanaka kana takatarisa wani zvanga zvichifungidzira tomboti manewspaper vachiti ivo vane pachirungu vane mareliable sources okuti musangano uyu hauzofambi zvakanaka. Nhasi kunenge kune zvibhakera Takawanda wanda tudobi dobi tinoratidza kuti musangano sauyo uyu wanga usingambozofani unge uchiitika kana uchizo famba zvakanaka kana nokuzopera zvakanaka. Asi zvazoitika nhasi ndozvokuti kana iwo wamanewspaper ameno kuti mangwana vachanyora kuti kudini, navavowo futi vanga vachishuvidzira kuti pangava nedaka between mukuru wenyika namao veterans, iyewo zvakare ariwo veterans, ndomuka zvashaya basa. Saka muchidimbu musangano wafamba zvakanaka.
Vamutasa, maonero enyu pamusangano waitwa pakati pemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nevakarwa hondo yerusunungukwa?
Maonero angu ndeyokuti zvinhu hazvina kunatsotaurwa zvichipera. Pane zvinhu zvataurwa nemao veterans aya zvemamass suspensions zvekufamba kumusangano nezvakadaro, asi chaitika ndechekuti vangouimbiswa zvinhu zvakawanda, mamwe mafamu nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka hapana kunatsopindurwa mibvunzo yavanga vainayo kwaitika kunze kwokuimbiswa zvimwe zvinhu zvavangawana.
Vachiri mhanzi muzvataurwa navamutasa izvi, munotiwo?
Aiwa, ndofunga ngatizive kuti donzo romusangano ranga risiri rokudiskasa nyaya yesuccession. Yanga isiri nyaya yokudiskasa kuti chii nechii nezvimwe zvakadaro. Asi musangano mao veterans vanga vane shungu dzokusangana na president vachiti onaka ndiwe watakasarudza kuti utitungamirire, asi zvakuitika musangano handizvo zvatati chiziva kuti zvinoitika. Vataura and then patron wavo ndokuzvigamuchira. Saka ipapapa kuti titi vanhu vanga veda kuti patron vati okay ndichadai ndofunga it's a bit difficult.
Vamutasa, tinoona kuti zvizhinji zvezvanga zvichichemerwa nevakarwa hondo zvinenge zvanga zvisina kunge zvazopiwa mhinduro sezvamataura apo. Tingatarisira here kuti pangaitwa inganzi follow up kana kuti mumwe musangano wekuzoziya zvanga zvichitaurwa zvakaita zvekuwedzerwa kwemari nezvimwe zvakadaro?
Dambudziko riripo nderekuti pane zvivimbiso zvinoramba zvichingodzokororwa. Iye zvino tane 36 years tabva muindependence. Tinoramba tichingonzwa vanhu avachivimbiswa. Tiri kutaura nyaya yemaschool fees nezvimwe zvakadaro zvinodai zvatogadziriswa kare. Saka idambudziko rokuti vanhu ava zvinhu zvavari kunzi vanzwikwa zvazvisingazikanwi here? Ndo chimwe chinhu chinonetsa ipapo kuti taitofungidzira kuti vari kupiwa maanswers kana kuti kuti zviri kugadziriswa sei pane kuti vanzita zvinzwa.
Vachiri mhanzu, nyaya imwe yasimudzwawo nemacomrades inyaya yekuwedzerwa kwemari dzekubatsirika dzavanenge vachipiwa, naizvo zvakaita senyaya dzekubhadharwa vana vezvikoro. Vari kutarisawo here mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzeupfumi munyika zvokuti vangade kuwedzerwa mari idzi?
Munhu wese ari kuchema mari haiko. Wongu vachema, munhu wose wachema. Asi ivo president vanova zvendo patron vati vedu wei inyaya dzese zvichemo zvenyu zvese zvokuzvipatara zvokurwara and so forth zvinotovabata batavo. Asi nenyaya masanctions zvinhu zvichakaoma, asi malittle resources anowanikwa iyavo achazama kuti dei abatsira vanhu.
Vamutasa, kune vamwe vari kuti musangano inganzi atmosphere yatyisidzira vakarwa hondo ava kuti vange vachibuda nezvavanga vaida kutaura. Maonawo sei?
Ndinoona sokuti havagoni kuti vanatsotaura zvinhu zvavo vakasununguka. Mamiriro azvazvakaita. Zvakangofanana nezvatakaona pamusangano wakaitwa kuVic Falls uya. Waiita kuti vanhu varege kuita zvefactionalism. Asi vachibva ikoko yakatowedzera. Saka tiri kutoona kuti musangano waitwa uyuka waitwa hawo zvichiita sekunge zvagadziriswa. Asi ngatitarisei mazuva ari kuteera, nyaya yefactionalism haina kugadziriswa, haina kuadreswa panyaya iyi.
VaCharles Mutasa, manzwawo zvakare kubva kuna vagadzira chirumhanzu. Vaviri ava vanga vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Musakanganwa chirongwa chedu cheWomen's Round Table na 8:30 p.m. apo tiri kutarisa nyaya yemadzimai ari kuenda kuKuwait achinotsvaga mabasa opedzisira obatwa senhapwa. Anokuonekai nemufaro, ndini Jonga Kandemi iri nichiti musaenda kure. Rambai muripo, tibatane panhau dzechirungu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, April 7th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemiri, and here are our top stories this evening. Zimbabwe's former freedom fighters demand more ministerial positions and an end to factionalism in the ruling ZANU-PF party. A Zimbabwean woman is back home after she lived under difficult conditions in Kuwait.
They took me to my employer's in that where I faced a lot of challenges like physical abuse, exploitation, like I would work so many hours, I could not get fresh food, I ate leftovers.
And a judge's ruling that spouses cannot pry on each other's mobile phones sparks marriage debate in Zimbabwe. These stories and much more coming up. Please stay tuned. A young Zimbabwean woman who returned to Zimbabwe after living under difficult conditions in Kuwait is now back home. 27-year-old Nyasha Moyo says she was promised a lucrative deal, which later turned into a nightmare as her so-called employer reneged on paying her a hefty salary. She is among hundreds of Zimbabwean women that were promised good jobs which they never got. Some of them are still in Kuwait, where they have been turned into commercial sex workers and slaves. Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanganyawuye speaks with Moyo about her experiences in the hands of her employer and related issues.
I got it through an advert in the newspaper. Then I called the agent and he told me that he was recruiting people to go to Kuwait to work as maids.
And did you have to pay any money, or what happened after that, after you responded to the advert?
You only pay $100 fee to the agent. Then he processes your flight and visa and everything else.
How long did the process take you from when you went to the interview to actually leaving for Kuwait?
It took about 2 weeks.
And then when you arrived in Kuwait, did you know who you were going to be working for, or were you told about them beforehand, or how did that happen?
I was just told that a certain agent was going to come and pick me up at the airport. So I just waited for the agent until they came to pick me up.
And then from there, what happened?
Then they took me to my employer's in that where I faced a lot of challenges like physical abuse, exploitation, like I would work so many hours. I could not get fresh food. I ate leftovers. I didn't get enough time to sleep or enough time to release myself in the toilet. I was not allowed to use my phone, and I did not have access to go outside, and I was denied an off day. So basically, I was just locked up the whole time.
How big was the family, and how big was the house where you were working?
The house is a three-story building, and there were four kids, mother, father, and a grandmother, and the driver. So basically, 8 people in the house.
And what were your duties? When did you start your work and when did you finish?
My duties were to clean the house, to do the washing, to cook. I would wake up at 4 a.m. They would force me to wake up at 4 a.m. And I would finish from 12, 1, 2. I didn't have a fixed timetable. They would stretch my hours up to until 2 a.m.
And what kind of salary were you getting for all this work?
When I was still in Zimbabwe, I was told that I was going to get a salary of about $600. But when I got there, they told me my salary was 50 KD, which is $230.
So how were you able to now break that contract and repatriate back to Zimbabwe when others are still stuck there?
I was able to contact the Zim consulate in Kuwait through secret messages, and they came to rescue me.
That was Nyasha Moyo, who was once trapped in Kuwait and is now back home, speaking with Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanganyawuye from Harare.
Hello there. To mark Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary, Studio 7 will be giving out solar-powered radios or T-shirts for our lucky winners. Simply invite 10 friends to join our VOA Studio 7 Facebook page. Ask them to like our page. Keep their names so we can verify your claim.
will also be running a daily competition for lucky winners. You only need to answer a simple question about Zimbabwe's independence. The draw will be conducted April 18th, Independence Day. Don't be left out.
And the question today is, who was the first president of Zimbabwe? Answers to our last two questions are Joshua Nkomo and Josiah Magama Tongogara. The British government has allegedly rejected President Robert Mugabe's ambassador-designate, Rain Jukula, who is accused of seizing a white-owned commercial farm recently in Zimbabwe. According to the independent newspaper Newsday, the British government is allegedly questioning Jukula's credentials following reports that he has been allegedly been involved in taking over Centenary Farm in Fig Tree, Matabeleland region, owned by David Colony. Efforts to contact the British and Zimbabwean authorities were in vain as they were not responding to Studio 7 calls. Media Center Director Ernest Mzengi was today picked by detectives and interrogated over a story published by the Zimbabwe Sentinel on a plot to bomb Gushungo Dairy. The Zimbabwe Sentinel website is run by the Media Center. Gift Mutisi of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, who is representing Mudzengi, says the police were not very clear on whether Mudzengi was under arrest or not, as they had told him they just wanted him as a witness in the bombing story. Mudzengi was finally released. We managed to get hold of him and we spoke with him.
Picked me up early morning and what they were mainly asking, it was a sort of an interview. They were seeking information around a story which was published on the Zim Sentinel website. The story was reporting statements from one Owen Kachuta, who is said to lead a political party and who is also being accused of treason. So the reporter who works from the Media Center, who worked then actually from the Media Center, reported what Kachuta simply said, and is what is contained in our story, in the story on the Zimbabwe Sentinel website. So that's they were asking around. Obviously, they also wanted to know more about the Media Center, and we gave them.
We can say you cooperated with the police.
Yeah, obviously, I cooperated with them insofar as answering the questions what was done.
And are you expected to appear in court as a state witness?
I don't know. Obviously, I can only appear with regards to the story and pointing out that as far as I believe, the journalist wrote what this guy said.
And how do you view all this?
At the moment, I take it maybe to mean that maybe the police are doing their case, they are doing their job, and they took us to interview us over a story, and as citizens, I think it is also a duty maybe to cooperate with the police officers.
That was Media Center Director Ernest Mudzengi in Harare. MDCT President Morgan Tsvangirai today announced his shadow cabinet that he said will work hard in crafting and articulating alternative policies and programs for the country. He announced his shadow cabinet before the party's National Executive Committee that met in Harare today to discuss the national crisis, adding that he had no doubt about the capacity of the men and women he appointed. Some members of the cabinet are Dr. Tapiwa Mashakada, Finance, Energy Development, and is Engineer Elias Mudzuri, Transport and Infrastructure, Honorable Morgan Komichi, and Policy, Honorable Nelson Chamisa, among several others. Tsvangirai speaks to Studio 7's Blessing Zulu about this issue.
Part of our transformation plan, first of all, to restructure how we would like to govern. In the first place, we are looking at the president's office to say what issues should the president's office deal with, which is the issue of economic planning, the issue of public-private partnerships and foreign direct investment, the issue of war veterans, the issue of land commission. Those are the five areas in which, and of course intelligence. Then when we look at the shadow cabinet itself, we are looking at what are the key priority areas that we need to look at. We are looking at the economy, we are looking at the infrastructure, we are looking at institutions, and we are also looking at restoring international goodwill, and as well as setting up an advisory team within the various ministries, and of course advising the president. So it is in that context, and of course to really redefine each particular portfolio as to what focus. I can go one after the other, but the most important one, the economy, is that we need to have a recovery plan. And of course the issue of foreign affairs, we need to make sure that our foreign affairs is not just the question of diplomats, it is a question of attracting foreign direct investment, business relations and trade relations. So in looking at all this, we're also looking at the size of government to say we cannot afford to have a cabinet which is beyond 19 or 20 ministers.
Is this executive a shadow of the ZANU-PF cabinet?
No, it is not.
That was MDCT President Morgan Tsvangirai speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This month we are commemorating Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary. The 18th of April 1980 was a significant moment celebrated by millions of people, including the late great Bob Nesta Marley, on Independence Day in Harare. What are your thoughts of that moment? And what about 36 years later? Send us your thoughts on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. That number again, 001-202-465-0318. We are also on Facebook and Twitter.
We have a message from a Bulawayo resident, Anastasia Moyo.
It doesn't mean anything to me. Actually, I am even thinking that maybe if the country had continued to be ruled by the whites, it would have been a better country. Because at that time, we had food. My father was working, and there was nothing that was really a problem. So for the fact that we had that, they were being discriminated upon. So for now, I see independence as having been a problem, a source of all these problems that we are facing here.
Send us your audio messages as soon as possible to our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. That number again, 001-201-465-0318.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Coming up, our veterans for ministerial posts and other issues fair. But first, a look at regional and international news. The battle between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders for the U.S. Democratic presidential nomination is becoming more contentious, with the candidates exchanging sharper attacks about who is more qualified to be president. Russian President Vladimir Putin has denied allegations that documents leaked from a Panamanian law firm contain evidence of corruption among his closest associates, saying the so-called Panama Papers are part of a Western campaign to undermine Russia. Belgian prosecutors have issued a new appeal for help in finding the suspected third attacker in last month's deadly Brussels airport bombings. South Sudanese opposition leader Riek Machar says he will return to the capital on April 18 to form a transitional government with President Salva Kiir more than 2 years after a feud between the two resulted in war. And the man who admitted to hijacking an Egyptian flight last week with a fake bomb will be extradited to Egypt after Cypriot and Egyptian authorities agreed to the legal procedure Thursday. Zimbabwe's war veterans held a meeting with President Mugabe today and made several demands, including a call for the president to allocate more ministerial posts to former freedom fighters. Such demands come at a time when Zimbabweans expected the war veterans to ask the president to rest after almost 36 years in power. But this issue was not raised at all, as the former freedom fighters mainly focused on their welfare and related matters. Is it fair for freedom fighters to press for more ministerial positions from a ruling party riddled with factionalism? One of the factions, comprising mostly of people who did not physically take part in the liberation struggle, is believed to be backing First Lady Grace Mugabe to succeed her husband. For a perspective, we reached ZANU-PF activist Gazira Chirumanzu and political commentator Charles Mutasa. Chirumanzu tells Studio 7's Gibbs Dube war veterans are happy about the outcome of the meeting.
The war veterans were itching to meet their patron. And also the patron would even gear up by, you know, summoning the leadership of the war veterans that they must meet every year instead of every 5 years. So I think that is a sign of happiness. And that is a sign of building the war veterans. And that is also a sign of respecting war veterans. And the war veterans were also happy because they were in a position to articulate, you know, their feelings, their aspirations, how they want the party to be run and so forth. So, in short, I would say everybody was happy, more than happy.
Mr. Mtasa, do you think so?
I don't think so. Meeting does not constitute happiness. And what is calling articulation of issues, these are issues that have been in the public domain. And everybody knows that these people have been complaining about the same issues that they raised today. And there is no measurement that they were happy because they were able to meet their patron and speak to him. What could have made them happy is if he had said, this is how we are going to address A, B, C, D. But promising and promising does not constitute happiness.
Now, indications, Mr. Chirumanzu, is that the war veterans were demanding more ministerial positions. Is that fair?
No. I think you must maybe have, you know, quoted them wrong. They never said they want ministerial positions, but they said, according to the ideology of ZANU-PF, the way they fought for this country, they prefer key ministerial positions to be in the domain of war veterans because they will be in a position to deliver, right? They did not say they want all the what? Remember, we have got the youth wing. We have got the women's league. So it will be, you know, bad for the war veterans to come up with such a suggestion. This is why I am saying you must have quoted them wrongly.
What do you think, Mr. Mdasa?
Yeah, is that not speaking to the problem of factionalism in the party? Because everyone who is a minister now, I think he deserves, by virtue of qualification, to be one. And we don't think those people are outside the party. And why would 36 years down the line the war veterans start demanding for those positions that they could have demanded for earlier on?
And there were expectations, Mr. Chirumanzu, that maybe the war veterans were going to tell the president to rest a little bit after ruling for almost 36 years. What happened? Some people were expecting that.
No, you see, it is only those people who are not within ZANU-PF structures to think of that. Remember, the structures of ZANU-PF also include the war veterans. And President Mugabe was overwhelmingly voted to be the president of ZANU-PF the last Congress. So it is only the imagination of those who do not know how ZANU-PF works.
Mr. Mtasa, do you agree with that?
I don't think that is the case. I am sure there are many aspirants for succession, and it is necessary for the party to have a succession plan. And you will remember, Mr. Chirumanzi, that the whole issue of factionalism has to do with people fighting for the position of the president. And you can't tell us that everything is well when people are creating factions to succeed the president.
Yeah, because as a result of those sanctions reported in the newspapers, this is why there was this meeting. That, look, it is not all well within the party. It looks like the party has lost its ideology. And this is why the president also emphasized unity. If you still remember, he started mentioning unity between Comrade Nkomo and himself. And he said this thing must remain. He even introduced to the world that at that conference, there was Comrade Mpoko from ZAPU, Comrade Mnangagwa from ZANU, and these two combined to form ZANU-PF. That was the ideology of the Patriotic Front, and it must remain so. So for anyone to come up with faction, then that particular individual, it will be a way of maybe infiltration within ZANU-PF. But otherwise, there is no faction. This is why I said earlier on that there is no one in ZANU-PF who claims to be a leader of a certain faction.
Yeah, the issue is not the absence of unity. It is the absence of a succession plan. That is why.
Yeah, but this succession plan, but Comrade Mtasa, this succession plan is brought for discussion by outside the media, by foreigners. But this succession plan is not within ZANU-PF.
That was Gadzira Chirumanzu, a ZANU-PF activist. You also heard from Charles Mutasa, an independent political analyst. Both spoke with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Harare. Meanwhile, the freedom fighters also demanded an improvement of their welfare and an end to factionalism in the ruling ZANU-PF party. They also say the party should have a political commissar who participated in the War of Liberation of the 1970s. Our correspondent Patricia Mdadigwa reports from Harare.
The war veterans, who held a meeting today with their patron President Robert Mugabe at the City Sports Center in Harare, also urged the president to ensure that they are given at least 20% of the land seized from white commercial farmers. In his response, President Mugabe appeared to be giving the war veterans the right to grab more white-owned commercial farms. While Mr. Mugabe used a conciliatory tone when he addressed the war veterans, he also encouraged them to be disciplined and warned that there will be serious consequences for those that attack the party leadership.
After the war, you must have the same discipline. Don't ever do that because you have a position. I never do that. Karandine, my chief, even when I go to my own chief person, but you know, to our own bureau.
Different thematic committees that presented reports at the meeting complained that they are being neglected, adding that they have not yet enjoyed the fruits of independence. One such speaker was war veteran Mnyaradzi Machacha, who spoke on the party ideology, warning that the young generation should know that the war vets are the roots of the party. The war vets, who spoke to Studio 7 after the meeting, said they feel humbled after holding the meeting with Mr. Mugabe.
Today it was a very good day for us because we've met our president, who is the patron of the War Veterans Association.
Christopher Muchangwa, chairperson of the War Veterans Association, said he was happy with the outcome of the meeting.
We had a great meeting with the president. It was a chance where the membership of the war veterans, the delegates were here, could meet their patron. And it was a frank discussion and done in a comradely way. You know, people were candid to each other.
The war veterans urged President Mugabe to ensure that they are the bedrock of the party. In his response, the president urged party supporters to unite and avoid factionalism. The war veterans demands for the ruling party to have a political commissar who participated in the liberation struggle of the 1970s appears to be targeted at senior party officials like Xavier Kasukwere, who is the current ZANU-PF political commissar, Professor Jonathan Moyo, and several others believed to be supporting a faction of the party backing First Lady Grace Mugabe to succeed her husband. The faction is known as Generation 40 or G40. The other group, Team Lacoste, is allegedly led by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who is being begged for the position by the war veterans. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.
Some Zimbabweans have commended a judge's ruling that spouses should not pry on each other's mobile phones, with legal practitioners noting that the judge merely interpreted the law enshrined in the country's constitution. Our correspondent Arthur Chigoriwa reports.
Passing judgment on a culpable homicide case involving 30-year-old Fortunate Tsoro on Tuesday, High Court Judge Justice Tawanda Chitapi said it is illegal for spouses to pry into each other's mobile phones, as that infringes on the privacy of individuals. Tsoro was convicted of killing her late husband, 50-year-old Petros Mutasa, for refusing to show her a message that had been sent on his mobile phone. She was sentenced to 10 years in prison. Some Chinoy residents welcomed the judgment, which becomes a judicial precedent, meaning that some judges may refer to it when handling similar cases in the future. Gwendolyn Chitemo welcomed the judgment, saying that will minimize some misunderstandings among couples.
Yes, it is a good judgment. My husband shouldn't touch my phone and I won't touch his. So I think it's a fair judgment.
Tapiwa Chakwizira concurred, adding that the judgment gave individuals the right to privacy that was no longer observed among spouses.
The ruling is quite positive in the sense that it emphasizes the element of confidentiality and privacy. Everyone is entitled to his privacy or her privacy.
But Crispin Neshambe said this judgment may cause problems as it defeats the purpose of marriage, which defines those who tied the knot as becoming one flesh after exchanging vows.
I think this new passed judgment will have implications on the way how people live in a household, given the fact that there is no more sharing of information that one will be receiving, especially in her or his cell phone.
Human rights lawyer Zikamai Machingura said the learned judge interpreted the law correctly as he upheld the right to privacy, which is in the supreme law of the country.
State the correct legal position, in particular as it fully recognizes the right to privacy, which is in the constitution. I do not believe that when people marry, they then marry in community of property. The right to privacy can coexist with the marriage, and the Marriage Act does not give either party to the marriage interfere with the privacy of the other.
Tsoro will serve 8 years in prison after 2 years were suspended on condition that she does not commit a similar crime within the period. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.
Thank you, Chigoriwa. Remember to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. today, when our host of the Women's Roundtable will be talking with listeners and experts about human trafficking. That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Jonga Kandemiri in Washington. We'll be right back.
siyabonga ejonga lichona njani mthwakazo muhle siyalamukela emsakazweni we studio 7 ngolwesine mhlaka 7 ngomabasa 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Wala mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngontungameli inkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Umhlangano wabalwa impi yenkululeko obukhangelelwe ukulungisisa inkinga ezikubandla lezanu PF ezigoqela ukuqhubeka embusweni kukamongameli Mugabe wenziwe namuhla waphela kungekho okunengi okubambekayo. Ibandla le-MTC namhlalethu le idale labaphathi intambo elitsha elizakhokhela uhulumende alubana leli bandla lithe langena embusweni. Umthethwandaba we-High Court uthi ukukhangela impiko ekumakhalekhukhwini womunye wakho loba engumkakho kulicala. Isizalwane zeZimbabwe zisele zingelankani kulandela amazwi kamfundisi weSoweto odumileyo uPaseka Motsoneng ozibiza ngegama elingahloniphisiyo ezingeke salibetha emoyeni yena othi uhambe ezulwini waphenduka.
Hayi, into enjalo kutho ukuthi ilokuganga phakathi kutho ukuthi vele yena ufuna imali baqakathekisa imali bezenzanga zathi bangabaprofithi abayelaphayo ubusucabanga ngohlupho yabulalo ubususuka umsusi yakhona kukanti kusasa kuzagcina kukuhlupha.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umhlangano wabalwa impi yenkululeko obukhangelwe ngamehlo abomvu ukuthi ungalungisisa inkinga ezikubandla lezanu PF namuhla ezigoqela ukuqhubeka embusweni kukamongameli Mugabe lokunye uphele kungekho okunengi okukhomba ukuthi kube lesisombululo. Abalwa impi yenkululeko laba bakubeke sobala emhlanganweni wabo lomongameli Mugabe ukuthi kabathakazelele okwenziwa ngunkosikazi Grace Mugabe lenye inkokheli yezanu PF. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Mabalwa inkululeko labo becula ingoma ababezicula ngesikhathi besempini emhlanganweni ongenwe ngamalunga alenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association owenzelwe eCity Sports Center lamhla eHarare. Lo mhlangano uza ngemva kokuba abalwa impi laba beke batshaywa ngamapholisa abathela ngamanzi ababayo kunye nentuthu erhitshayo ngesikhathi befuna ukungena umhlangano munye ngenyanga kaNhlolanja. Lokhu kwabangela ukumiswa ebandleni lesikhundleni sokuba ngiphathi intambo obamelayo umgcini sihlalo wabo umnumzana Christopher Mchwangwa. Umhlonitshwa wabalwa impi labo ongumongameli welizwe njalo umnumzana Robert Mugabe utshele ukuthi ibandla selaphuma kwiziqondiso zalo bethi kuyibona kuphela abangakulungisisa lokho njengoba beyibona nsika yebandla lezanu PF. Ekuphenduleni kwakhe umongameli Mugabe njengehlala yenza usebenzisa indlela ahlezi eyisebenzisa lapho ingeniso ephakathi kwelitshe lembokodo ajojozele abalwa impi yenkululeko laba ukuba bathathe imigodi kanye lokuba bayingena kumapulazi abelungu aseleyo. Bakubeke sobala abalwa impi yenkululeko laba kuzivumelwano abazenzileyo zethulwa ngumnumzana Nyaradzi Machacha phezu kweziqondiso zomhlangano i-ideology lapho betshele uMugabe okubakhathazayo ngendlela umsebenzi uqhutshwa ngayo okunjengokuthi abonela umhlangano bexotshwa amahlayana.
Nyaya ye-ideology, educational ideological.
Udaba lokufundiswa phezu kweziqondiso zomhlangano luqakathekile kakhulu ngoba kuyiyona ndlela eyayisetshenziswa empini kulalabo ababesilwa kanye lozulu kodwa akusaqakathekiswa ngalama langa.
Kodwa umgabe njengakwenza ngeminyaka edluleyo ubathembise izulu lomhlaba ebatshotshozela ukuba bathathe okuseleyo kumapulazi abelungu asaseleyo.
Animal war veterans atingashaye njimbo.
Kasingeke saswela indawo zokulima ezinganikezwa abalwa impi yenkululeko laba ngoba lokhe bakhona abelungu esingabakhiphanga emaplazini abelokhu bekuleli. Ngilolwazi olwaneleyo lokuba bakhona laba bantu besibhunu elizweni.
Wengeza umgabe ethi abalwa impi yenkululeko laba kumele bangene kwezokwenjiwa kwamatshe aligugu ngoba kulilungelo labo.
Ilizwe lonke ngelenu lingaqala imisebenzi yokubamba amatshe aligugu lapho elifuna khona. Lina lifuna ukuzinika isilinganiso esiphansi kakhulu. Kungani lifuna ukuzitholisa okulutshwana?
Umgcini sihlalo enhlanganisweni yeZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, umnumzana Christopher Mtshangwa, kazange aphiwe ithuba lokukhuluma kulo mhlangano. Lo mhlangano uvumelana ukuba uzenziwa minyaka yonke bahlangane nomongameli Mugabe kanye ngomnyaka kuxoxisanwa phezu kokuphathelene labalwa impi yenkululeko laba. Ungenwe ngabalwa kumpi eyaletha inkululeko abedlula phose inkulungwane ezilitshumi okubalisa inkokheli evele kuzigaba zonke zelizwe kanye labavele kubutho. Ngimele istudio 7 ngiseHarare ngimuMavis Gama.
Kunjalo nje okunye kokuphuma emhlanganweni phakathi kukaMgabe labalwa impi yenkululeko laba kwethuse abanengi. UMgabe ubikwa ekhuthaze abalwa impi yenkululeko laba ukuthi bayethatha imigodi njengalokho abakwenza amapulazi. Okuyinto omunye wabalwa impi yenkululeko ekuZipra unkosikazi Grace Noku athi uMgabe kaChongo kodwa uthe bayehluthunela bayethatha imigodi engasasebenziyo eyabalekelwa ngabamhlophe. Ukuhlaziya okuphume kulomhlangano uPraxedis Jeremiah uStudio 7 uxoxelwa unkosikazi Noku lencwadi yecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Patrick Mpofu. Umqali wesiziba ngonkosikazi Noku obekhona emhlanganweni kaMgabe labalwa impi yenkululeko laba.
Ngabaleli benkululeko besile sifiso sokuba nasihlangane lo mongameli wethu. Simtshele izikhalazo lenhlupho esihlangana nazo thina njengama-war veterans. So hayi samtshela-ke izikhalazo zethu simbekele sibili. Kodwa mhlawumbe engxenye singathi ngemva kwesikhathi ubengakazitholi ithuba lokuthi angakubeka kanjani ukuthi asitshele exactly ukuthi hayi izinto sibili ezizalungiswa. Isithembiso sikhona sibili bathi bona bazalungisa. But hayi incazelo yangikhona asingeze sitsho sibili ukuthi hayi ibisisuthisa. Ngoba uze watsho laye kathesi wathi hayi nxa kulungiswa lingaze lathi linayo limele ukuthi kulungiselwe linalodwa njengama-war veterans. Asilungiseni into silungisela isizwe silungisela abantu bonke.
Mpofu, ungangena lawe utsho ukuthi wena ubona njani umhlangano lowo?
Ukuhlonitshwa kwabo yisifiso somuntu wonke ukuthi ngabantu abalwela inkululeko yelizwe lethu. Wonke umuntu uyabefisa ukuthi behlonitwe ngendlela abafanele behlonitshwe ngayo. Kuzisa ubuhlungu kwezinye indawo ukuthi kulabanye abahlonitshiweyo, kulabanye abangahlonitshwanga, kulabanye abatholileyo inzuzo yokulwela ilizwe, kulabanye abangayitholanga. Kungasenani, nxa sesikukhangela thina-ke esiphandle, sikukhangela ngale ndlela. Singabuyela emuva, sizathola ukuthi kuke kwaba nesikhathi lapho kuthiwe hayi, asikhumbuleni ukuthi sihlala abasilwele ilizwe. Ngangcono sibanike esingakuthi yi-compensation ukuthi hayi lisilwele ilizwe kwabamnandi. But as soon as that was done, we go back to bad memories. Once ama-bad memories kusikhumbuza okubi ukonakala kwelizwe lethu kuqale khonapho kwaqalisa ukushota imali. Sikhuluma nje namhlabe besemhlanganweni ekhaya kube kule ndabandaba zokuthi hayi imali seziqalisile ukushota emabhenki. Singakakhangeli abakufunayo konke, labakukhalelayo konke, ngoba ungananzelela bebengakhaleli ukuthi bafuna i-compensation kuphela lakathesi. Hhayi, balokunye abakukhalelayo lapho ukuthi ngabe lokhu kuyalungiswa, ngabe lokhu kuyalungiswa. Ukuze kwakhulunywa la ngumongameli ukuthi hhayi, ngiyalizwa liyakhuluma. Yikho ngithe mina ngibe ngenze i-ministry kwamahove ukuthi kumeni izicelo zenu lalokhu elikufunayo kukhangele. But kukhanya ngani akubanga njalo. Kodwa ungakhangela umphakathi oyilizwe, ilizwe liyakhala lithi thina-ke sesincindezelwa ngoba asiyanga empini. Ngabe sasizele ngaleso sikhathi inxa ingathi lathi sahambe empini, ngabe sithi okukhalelwa umphakathi ukuthi asidleni sonke, asiyali basilweni, kodwa asidleni sonke ngoba kade somphakathi ono sibakhangela ngendlela yokuthi likhumbule phela ukuthi nalathi liqala ukucela ukuthi hayi thina saleli lizwe, ilizwe kubonakale.
Ngizabuyela kuwe nkosikazi. Kwathi kusenzakala ngomnyaka ka-2000 abalwa impi bafaka izikhalazo zabo kumongameli. Umongameli wagcina esithi hambani lethatha amaplaza. Lamhlanje sizwa-ke ngamahungahunga ukuthi kuphume njalo elinye ilizwi lokuthi hambani liyethatha imigodi. Kuliqiniso nalo?
Ye, uchilo imigodi le ekhulunywayo imigodi leyana ethiye igcitshelwe ngabelungu engasasebenziyo, kodwa ilokho ivalile namanje ngoba abalungu labana bahamba. Pho behambile bathibonanga bangabanikazi phela abalaba kumbe kuthiwe sithi balama-title deeds aleyo migodi, kodwa ilokhu igcitshelwe. So uthi yena hhayi njengobana likhala phela ngokuthi liyabe lifuna but imigodi ivaliwe kayisebenzi, mali yena elisihambani liyevula yena leyo liyisebenzise ikwabe kutsho.
Akusoze kufunyane ukuthi engxenye abanye bayakuthatha ngendlela yokuthi hambani liyehluthuna imigodi leyo njengokuhluthuna okwenziwa amapulazi.
Hhayi, ngokubekwa kwakhona sibisibili kuchasisa kuthiwe leyi evaliweyo engasasebenziyo ama-disuse yiyo kuthiwe abantu kabahambe beyithatha, hathi ukuthi bafike bahluthunele lowo okhona phakathi esebenzi.
Ubona njani Mpofu nxa etsho njalo, akubi le ngozi na yokuthi kuyakwenzakala khona khwena kuka-2000?
Hhayi, kuba nzima ukuthi sithembe ukuthi into zizahamba kuhle ngoba nxa sibuyela emuva ukhumbule ukuthi nxa into zike zawonakala emuva wonke umuntu uzahlala elindile ukuthi akusoze konakale futhi. Ngakho-ke enye into ezwisa ubuhlungu yikuthi ama-implementing officers or abantu abazabe bemele bekhangele ukuthi kuzahamba ngendlela yini, yiwo esesesabela kibo-ke ukuthi sibone ukuthi bazakwenzani, bazakwenelisa yini ukunqaba abantu ukuthi bengasuki bezenzile umathanda njengasemuva ugcine sewonakala kuwonakale kusiya phambili futhi.
Lo ngumnumzana Patrick Mpofu, incwadi kwezombusazwe, obekhuluma endawonye lwalwa impi yenkululeko unkosikazi Grace Noku, belo Praxedis Jeremiah West Studio 7. Saka 18 kulinyanga eZimbabwe lifikisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithupha lithole uzibuse. Lanxa liqakathekile leli langa, abanye bathi galitsho lutho kibo ngoba bebhekane lobunzima empilweni obugoqela ukusilela kwemisebenzi lokubhidlika komnotho. Imbangela bathi ngohulumende onsundu abamjabuleleyo engena embusweni ngo-1980. And I don't want my people to be tricked. Kambe kuwe lichoni ilanga likamabasa mhlaka 18. Uchoni uzibuse kuwe. Rekoda imbono yakho usithumele yona nge-WhatsApp kumbe uthumele nje imbono yakho kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Sitholakala njalo ekhasini le Facebook kanye la ku Twitter. Umkokheli we-MDCT umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai namhla wethule idale labaphathintambo bakhe elitsha elizakhokhela uhulumende alubana leli bandla lithe langena embusweni.
utsangirayo wethu le amagama eShadow Cabinet yakhe le ngemva komhlangano weNational Executive yeMDCT eHarare. Ukhethe njalo omabhalane abakhangelane lamakomishini kanye lengatsha zikahulumende eziqakathekileyo. Utswangirayo uthe ukhangelele ukuthi abantu laba basebenze katalala baveze sobala ukuthi bazimisele ukungena embusweni yiloba nini balungisise konke okuhluphayo. IShadow Cabinet le ilamalunga alitshumi lasishiyagalolunye njalo agoqela unkosikazi Teresa Makone obona ngobudlelwano beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe, umnumzana Joel Gabuza obona ngezenjiwayo, umnumzana Douglas Monzora yena obona ngezemithetho, lo nkosikazi Sithembile Mlotsha obona ngezemvelo. Umamlotsha uthi kunenge okumele kulungisiswe nguhulumende kulolu gatsha.
Nge-Easter lapha ngivakatshe ngaya e-South Africa ngisiyabona i-Kruger National Park. And then ngubone lapho yikuthi isimanga sokuthi kungena abantu abayi 10,000 ngelanga e-Kruger National Park. Size savuka ebusuku ukuze siyebambe i-line yokuthi senelisi ukungena. And kule mhlobo yonke yabantu abavela amazwe onke abade begcwele nje kuzobona inyamazana lezihlahla e-Kruger National Park. Ngase ngilungisa umbuzo ke kuminister noma ngingakamnike ukuthi kambe sehlulwa yini njengeZimbabwe, kuyini okurong ukuthi senze njalo lathi eWanke National Park, ngoba i-park enye enkulu lapha eSouthern Africa. Kulungiswe incingo lezo zaqhamuka kudaladala ezatshontshwa ngabantu kudaladala and kugcine inyamazana ziphakathi njengalokho okwenziwe eKruger National Park. And abantu babuye besike babhadala imali, ngoba mina ngibhadale 70 rand ukuthi ngingene eKruger National Park. Nxa lathi singaba lakho ukuthi kubhadwale, angiboni ukuthi singabe singabantu abahawulayo, abaswelayo, abacelayo zonke izikhathi, kanti inyamazana silazo aziphathwanga kuhle and izihlahla silazo aziphathwanga kuhle.
Kuvela kubhadalwa yini nxa abantu bengena kubo wange ngale? Kungenwa mahala?
Tungamili, kunzima lokwazi ukuthi kuhamba njani khona phana kulokugxobana-gxobana kwabantu abayibo bafanele basebenze izinto zelezi. Ngenxa yokuthi kusuka phela kube ne-corruption eyiyo eyenza ukuthi ilizwe lethu lingabukeki kwamanye amazwe, ngoba nxa uzafica ukuthi indaba yokufa kwendlovu lokwane okwayenzakale wanti ngomnyaka ophelileyo, akhona amaphepha akhulumayo ukuthi alo bufakazi bokuthi abephethwe kwebutho yibo ababesenza ngabomo ukuthi inyamazana lezo zife ngenxa yokuthi belokulungisa kokuthengisa kwempondo.
Unkosikazi Sithembile Mlotsha ngusenator we-MDCT njalo nguye obona ngezemvelo kuShadow Cabinet yaleli bandla entsha. Amapolisa namhla athethe umnumzana Ernest Mtsengi, umkhokheli we-Media Center, ayambuzisisa ngodaba olwaphuma emaphephandabeni ebulenjini olwalukhuluma ngomnumzana Owen Kuchata othiwa wayefuna ukubhomba iplazi likamongameli Mgabe. Umtsengi ubuzisiswe ngodaba lolu okwamahola ambalwa wakhululwa engethe songacala. Umthethwandaba weHarare High Court usunqume ukuthi kulicala ukukhangela impiko kumakhalekhukhwini womunye wakho. Isinqumo lesi silandela ukugwetshwa kukankosikazi Fortunate Nsoro owakwaza wabulala umkakhe bebanga impiko kumakhalekhukhwini. Lokho kutsho ukuthi sekungumthetho ukuthi akukhangelwa impiko kamakhalekhukhwini ungela mvumo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxe lengcwethi kwezamasiko umnumzana Thandeko Zintimkandla.
Udaba lwamafoni ukuthi abantu bangabambelani bangavulelani amafoni luhle lubi. Luhle ngalindlela, luhle ngobana ezinye izinto ezingena efonini ziyabe zingezomndeni. Ezokuthi lo omunye mhlawumbe uyabe thunyelwe kungaba yisaziso semva nxa engasakhulumanga lwana ngadobi ifoni ngafika ukuthi alapha sozomonakalo kume njalo nje lezinye izinto ezivele zithinta usapho lonke lapha ekhaya kanti njalo kuleta kwethembeka kule emthathweni laba bathadileyo ukuthi nxa njengoba sekuthiwa sebeyinyamanye lo lalo kumele angabi le mfihlo komunye kwenzela ukuthi impilo lenhlala kade yalapha ekhaya ibe mnandi lokho kuhle kakhulu ngobana kwenza ukuthi umndeni uhlale ndawonye
ukhulumile wena lapha wathi kulokubi lokuhle ungasitshela nje ukuthi okubi kwakhona kuyini
okubi kwakhona ukuthi zikhona izinto ezinye ezithathwa njengomdlalo kumbula ukuthi labadala labo emtwini lo lalo omdala ngaphakathi kuyavukula umntwana othanda ukudlala kakhulu lalo owuntanga yakhe ngako okunye ukudlala kwakhona kungaphambanisa lo omunye lapha ekhaya angazawuthanda njengokuthi hhayi namahlaya bewudlala uthande ngendaba ebanzi eqathakataka kulalutho okunye njalo ukuthi bakhona abanye abasebenza imisebenzi ekumele kube yimfithakalo lokokukhulumayo
umnumzana Thandeko Zintimkandla incwadi ecubungula ezamasiko Izizalwane zeZimbabwe zithi zisele zingelankani kulandela amazwi kamfundisi wesonto odumileyo uPaseka Motsoneng ozibiza ngegama elingahloniphisiyo esingeke salibetha emoyeni othi uhambe ezulwini wafika wathatha imfanekiso egoqela lo mfanekiso elo Jesu lomkakhe olixhosa isebenzisa umakhalekhukhwini wakhe. Kubika uBenedict Nhlapo.
Ubusazi na ukuthi uJesu umsindisi uthethe inkosikazi enhle kakhulu elixhosa. Ubusazi yini ukuthi ungaya ezulwini uthathe imfanekiso khona usebenzisa umakhalekhukhwini wakho ubusuphenduka emhlabeni uzowathengisa ngamaqubaquba emali. Le yimbuzo engaphendulwa lula umfundisi Mtswaneng weSoweto. Ngosuku lwePhasika kubikwa ukuthi uMtswaneng wembeswe liyezi phambi kwebandla laqonga laye layangena ezulwini. Zukuzuku kwavela ukuthi usephendukile. Ubikwa Mtswaneng watshela ibandla lakhe ukuthi uthole kukuhle okumangalisayo ezulwini, wathola lethuba lokuthwebelwa umfanekiso esebenzisa umakhalekhukhwini wakhe. Wabuye njalo waveza ukuthi uJesu uthethe umfazi omuhle kakhulu owesixoseni. Kwaba lesimemezelo ekhelini yakhe yeFacebook esithi ofuna ukuthola le mifanekiso yasezulwini ngahlawula amarandi azinkulungwane ezinhlanu 5,000 rands. Kwavela eminye imfanekiso ebulenjini be-internet eyake uMtswaneng esemayezini kwaba lomunye emeduzane lenhlanzi othi yiyo eyaginya uJona kanti yena uyithole engadini yase-Eden ngesikhathi efika ezulwini. Isizalwane seZimbabwe uSihle Sibanda uthi le mihlolo ekhomba ukuthi umhlaba usuzagcina.
Hayi into enjalo kutho ukuthi ilokuganga phakathi kutho ukuthi vele yena ufuna imali baqakathekisa imali bezenzanga zathi bangabaprofithi abayelaphayo ubusucabanga ngohlupho yabulalo ubususuka umsusi yakhona kukanti kusasa kuzagcina kukuhlupha.
Unkosazana Ntando wenkosi Moyo yena uthi sekuzinsuku zokugcina.
Kulohadebe naye othembisa abantu kubelapha bangamasotsha balala begida phandle nangomunye manje ubebadlisa abantu izinyoka abanye bakhamjiswa ngamadolo kuthiwa izimvu zami lingilandele bathembisa ukuthi abantu bayanotha abantu bengasebenzanga izinto nje eziningi-ningi ezimangalisa futhi ezithusayo.
UMasibanda uxwayisa abeZimbabwe ukuthi baqaphele bengakalandeli abafundisi labaprofethi bakulezi nsuku.
Kungani bengahambi emachechi akudala vele la esiwaziyo esikhuliswe yiwo anjengabo Sabatha, oZiyoni, o-12 apostoli yiwo amachechi ade siwazi. Mase sithi siyananzelela ama-Pentecostal church izinto zabo zilemkhokha kakhulu empilweni zethu.
Umamoya yena uthi hlola imibhalo ungakalandeli laba baprofethi.
Indaba baprofethi esibabona ngalezi nsuku zokugcina ngabamanga. So iBhayibheli lasixwayisa ngabaprofethi bona laba. Abaningi abantu bayalandela nje ngemva kwabo kodwa ngelinye ilanga bazobona ukuthi kwakhona bebedlala ngesikhathi sabo ngoba saxwayiswa mpela ngabaprofethi bona laba.
Ngokwanda kwenhlupheko ebantwini sekuhlume abaprofethi abaningi bamanga kukanti iningi labo laziwa ngokwenza izimanga ukusilisa kanti njalo banothe okumangalisayo ngemali abayithathela abayanga ababalandelayo. Mele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, ngingu Benedict Nhlapho.
Lamlela ndwandwe,
lamlela
ndwandwe,
lamlela,
lamlelwa mshweshwe,
lamlela nampa bafube mbula,
lamlela ndwandwe,
lamlela,
lamlela ndwandwe,
lamlela.
Kuhlelo lwezemaphandleni namhla silenhlanganiso esiyenze izimanga endaweni ezitshiyeneyo zelizwe ngokuvuselela amadamu lokuncedisa izakhamizi ukusungula inhlelo zokuthelezela iPro Africa Development Trust. Silomqondisi walenhlanganiso umnumzana Velenjani Nkomo. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Nkomo.
Yebo, linjani lonke?
Hayi, siyaphila, ngilethemba labalaleli baphilile.
Siyabonga, siyabonga.
Akusichazisele ngenhlelo zenu, yini iPro Africa?
Le nhlanganiso yaqalisa ukusebenza ngo-2000 ngemva kwe-Give a Damn campaign laba bayaziyo. Yayinhlanganiso yayisakha amadamu emaphandleni eMathebele and South. Ngakho-ke sananzelela ukubana khona ngemva kwamadamu lawa akhiweyo, kwakufanele kubana kwenziwe izivande ezithile ezilama-hectare asukela ku 0.5 kusiya ku 10 hectares, kodwa kusenziwa ngaleso sikhathi. So ke iPro Africa yayisingena ke yasihlelwa ke kubana khona yenze lowo msebenzi. Umsebenzi wethu kakhulu njengoba ngisitsho nje ukhangelele kakhulu ukwenza izingadi ngaphansi kwamadamu. Sikhangelele ukubana khona ezabelweni zakithi njengoba kuhlala kule somiso, abantu bayathola amanzi, kumbe ngithi amadamu ayangena amanzi, kodwa ke wabeseswela ukuthi esetshenziswe ngendlela.
Litholakala ezigabeni ezingakhi?
Sisebenzela kakhulu eMathebeleni South kuma district wonke wong-7. Kodwa ke sike sasebenzele enkayi lapho safaka khona izivande eziyi-5. Ngingathi eMath North yizo zodwa kuphela esazizayo, kodwa isikhathi sonke nje since 2000 sisebenza seMathebeleni South.
Likhona eMenebulemba eGwanda lapho esibone ividiyo lilabadala bejabula belima behlabela kusitsha umpululu. Ake sizwe.
Munati ke munati nyana, munati ke munati nyana, sina sitimu, simunati nyana. Wesele munene mala, imanga udene mala, sina sitimu, simunati nyana.
Luhamba njani uhlelo lweMenebulemba lolo?
Yeah, ngiyathaba ukubana likubonile lokho, and kuyangithokozisa ukuthi kutsho ukuthi khona iwebsayithi yethu iyasebenza. Basebenza abantu beMenebulemba. Siyalibona ukubana yisigaba esinye esomileyo kakhulu eMathebeleni South, iGwanda South. Ngaphandle kokubana khona bethelezele ikakhulu kathesi, ayikho enye indlela abangayenza ukubana bezuze izilimo, ikakhulu kakhulu imbida ebayizitshebo zabo. Ukuthengisa yebo kambe kukhona khona ngale zakhamizini kumbe ezabelweni.
Kunhlelo zokuvuselela amadamu lapha lenza njani?
Amadamu amanengi asegqibelekile esikubiza sithi siltation. Ngakho ke sabuya lohlelo lokubana khona singezelele imbundu lama spillways lapha edamu elichitha khona ukuze ebambe amanzi amanengi. Luhlelo oluqakathekile lolo, kodwa ke thina njengenhlanganiso silubona luyingxenye yolunye uhlelo esilubona luqakatheke kakhulu ukulondoloza ezemvelo.
Lisebenza lohulumende, lisebenza lezinye inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, lithola ngaphi ngengerenge?
Thina ngokwethu sizinhlanganiso ezimelene kuthiwa i-NGO. Kodwa ke ekusebenzeni kwethu sisebenza kakhulu lengatsha zikahulumende, ngoba kufanele singene ngabo sisebenze labo njalo ezabelweni. Imali esiyisebenzisayo siyithola kumadona.
Akuphosele ukucinga
badala bakithi ngaphandle kokubana kho.
Kwanelo kwalamhlanje emthwakazi lingayikatshana luyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk. Olivalelisayo nguNtungameli Nkomo.